I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack. Mike's here, Bo's here, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are very close to getting into Dylan's Top 5 Tuesday list. He's done video games, desserts. It's all been so wild.
He looks
wild.
Excited, which terrifies me.
Bro, I am stoked. I am stoked. This might be my favorite one yet. I'm not going to lie. I think I did my big one with this one.
Well, what I need to hear is your best one yet, because you haven't had a good one yet. So
debatable, but
you've had good topics. This bad list.
Before we get to it, though, we got to talk Braves. And we got to let Mike, you had some unfinished business with Bo's comments.
We were talking about, and Bo brought up, he's like these holdout situations or guys that.
It's not just holdouts.
Okay.
It's guys, though, they're fighting the system, right? They're like, remember, like the Maurice Clarettes of the world, one of the nine Mike Williams who wanted to sue. Like, when it becomes like, it just feels like, or when they want to go back to college. I want to go back to college. I don't want to go to college, you know? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you. I think I see it from a different perspective, whereas I see, remember we talked about earlier, why do draft picks not work out, right? And we talked about development. We talked about scheme. We talked about leadership. We talked about all those things. Like, I see it from a perspective of continuity and development inside of a system. It's one of the reasons I'm excited about Zach Robinson and Penix this year. But continuity and ability to really settle in with a coaching staff and a facility and your teammates and all that other stuff, it just feels like when we talk about first-round draft picks, a lot of times you look at them and go, oh, he's plug and play. Like, this guy can make an impact now. Oh, why is this guy a draft bust? It's because they don't have continuity. Whether or not it was like a holdout or a Maurice Clarett or whatever it is, you get inside of a system that makes you good, and you should be cognizant of the fact that that's what made you good. Guys go to Georgia, and they are five-star recruits, and they're good players, but they are sent to the next level by having good nutrition, great coaching, extremely good conditioning processes, and all the above. So if you draft a guy from one of these big institutions and go, oh, he's from a big school that, you know, played for national titles. Be careful, because it doesn't always work out the way that you think it's going to be. And those guys, you know, hit their stride at the next level. So I'm kind of playing both sides of the fence of your conversation.
So, and I am tweeting with Tia, who listens to us all the time, mm-hmm. about Jerry Jones's comments, and she thinks they're thoughtless. And I'm like, that's great, but he was right. And we don't know the question, so we don't know the context. But what I've tried to do, all like from a prop, not when I just got into business as a fan, okay? And so I had a fan perspective of just go play, sign your contract. I don't care. I want to win. I mean, that's kind of what most fans feel, right? I've tried to understand both sides of the argument. And when I don't mean a fan. I mean the player and management. And
you're giving Jerry the benefit of the doubt.
But yes, and I gave Shamar Stewart the benefit of the doubt. I don't give the Bengals any benefit of the doubt normally, because they're a cheap franchise that treats their players like crap. They have to walk across a road to go to a practice facility. They have to, which is really the stadium, I think. They have to ride coach when they're drafted. And you have guys like T. Higgins and Jamar Chase that should have been paid way before they were. And you cost yourself money because you want to wait. And the same thing with the Cowboys. Besides, I just think that the thing with Shamar Stewart is what are you arguing about? That you want money when if you commit a felony and get imprisoned? That's the clause. You can read about it. It's dumb. It's dumb on his part. And it's a clause to his credit and his agent's credit that's never even been put into a contract. So why would you draft a guy with the 19th pick or something? 18th pick, something like that? You think he's going to commit a felony and go to jail? What are we doing? Like, so I think they're both wrong, but I just think at the end of the day, when players hang up on these things, it seems to, like you said, break their continuity. I think it's a great point. Just none of it makes sense. Make it make sense to me is what I'm trying to say.
I'm not sure it's going to make sense, but it's going to wrap up in a certain way at some point in time. That point is just not today. It's not going to happen today. What has happened as of today is the Braves have won. The Braves have won, and I'm pulled back in again. They beat the Giants last night, 9-5 at Truist. The rookie, Drake Baldwin, had 6 RBIs. Ronald scored 3 times. But did you guys see Freddie standing there on that first to home finish?
Yes.
Where he was standing at third going, no!
Was it Nick Allen that
Stop!
Did the single? I think it was at the time. It was just, he just blew right through that thing.
What I love, though.
I know. Okay. No, it's funny, man, because it just, when you see that kind of thing, I get excited because Ronald Acuña is showing the abilities that I think this team has sorely missed.
Yeah.
The ability to use his speed on the base pass and put stressors on the defense. But boy, you've seen enough situations with the third base coach this year to last the next decade. We don't need another one.
No.
It's just funny.
But what I love that we're seeing out of Ronald Acuña is like he does amazing things and just walks away like it's not a big deal. However, Friday with that throw from right field, which is the play of the week, and then last night when he did get home and he was safe, like you saw him get up and be like, yeah. Like you're seeing him fired up.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's firing up the team a little bit. But I will take something from the hometown take this morning. Dylan was talking about how he's just going to take it one game at a time. He's just going to watch some baseball and enjoy it one day at a time. And that's how I feel.
It's funny that you said that because I had that Zach thought laying on my couch last night watching the game. And it might have been 6-3 or 8-8. Oh, it was 6-2 or 8-2. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But they were up big. And I was just like, hey, you win tonight. You can enjoy it. Elder did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did what should be a fifth starter to do. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just like, we got to stop trying to buy in every time.
Right.
I think Dylan makes a good point. Just stop trying to buy in and just enjoy the ride because at this point,
I'm bought in for 2026. That's all. And I think that's, I'm counting Ronald Acuña as part of that. Is going, oh, dude, if you can put him at the 3-hole in the lineup and he can produce there. And, you know, some of us think that maybe this season it shouldn't have gone this far mm-hmm. without putting him in a situation like that and throwing these changeups in the lineup. But then you look at Drake Baldwin moving forward. Ozzie Albies is starting to get there, showing signs of life. Mm-hmm. Still don't see much from Michael Harris right now, so we'll see how that whole things go. But, you know, this is a situation where they're on the ascension, and hopefully that can build to something more down the road.
Speaking of enjoy the ride, it's time to enjoy a ride.
Oh, God. And a reminder before Dylan gets diarrhea of the mouth, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. To my knowledge, Dylan, they don't have cereal at Buffalo's Cafe, but maybe we can make an amendment to that, man. Maybe we can talk to somebody.
And maybe after they hear this fire list, maybe they'll add their own version of some type
Let's
of cereal.
Let's do it, man.
All right. So I'm going to start off with my honorable mentions first before we get into any numbers.
Okay.
And I do have sound for the numbers, but for the honorable mentions, I don't have sound for the sake of time. All right.
Ookie so, crisp.
So for honorable mentions, I have Fruit Loops. And let me just go ahead and list through all these so we can get through them, and then you can comment, and then we'll move on to the top five. Honorable mentions, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Apple Jacks, Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles are good. They just get soggy too quick, and you got to eat them too fast. And so it's not necessarily they taste good, but the experience could be better. Apple Jacks I love, but the top five I think is too solid for Apple Jacks and Crockett.
Apple Jacks are good.
Apple Jacks are very solid.
I have no
solid.
Problems with these four.
Corn Pops.
They should all be honorable mentions.
Corn Pops are good, but just a little basic. And then Fruit Loops, again, they're good, but I have another one that's similar to Fruit Loops on my top five that I think is better. So those are the honorable mentions. Right. Fruity Pebbles, Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, and Fruit Loops. Oops, wrong button there. Sorry about that.
You're so excited.
I'm way too excited. All right, let's go ahead and get to it. And how I'm going to do this, I'm going to give you my number, and then I'm going to let the sound do the talking as far as the list goes. All right, so without further ado, here's number five.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs cereal, the chocolate you find of a good breakfast.
There you go,
only five? No, man.
Cocoa Puffs is
low.
Only at number five.
Too low, Dylan.
Again, good, but with what I have else in my list, I think what I have else in my list is solid. All right, let's go ahead and keep it moving.
I'm confident in this one.
I can help a yellow jacket.
No, keep him busy, boys.
I don't think so. Well, that backfired a little bit.
Get that, honey! Yeah.
The honey is safe this time for Honey Nut Cheerios, part of this good breakfast.
Dog, you had Honey Nut Cheerios over Cocoa Puffs?
Wow. Yes,
well, that falls in line with the rest of your list.
Listen, Honey Nut Cheerios, it's the taste. They don't get soggy too fast, and Cheerios are fairly healthy for you. So, again, when you throw in the health factor of it, too, you got to put Honey Nut Cheerios above Cocoa Puffs, in my opinion.
Allie, we called this.
I'm good
we
right
this.
Now.
Yeah. You and I.
I'm good right now on this.
I'm not.
I'm good right
garbage.
Here.
Garbage.
Let's see.
All right, here we go. Let's go to number three.
I love Bright Fruity Tricks.
Tricks?
It's a part of this complete breakfast.
Mmm!
And it's just for kids.
This sticker will make it just for rabbits. Sweet, colorful, bursting with fruity flavor. Finally, Trix is mine.
Yours?
Trix are for rabbits, see? Whoops.
A sticker.
Silly rabbit, Trix are for kids.
We're going to hear the whole commercial, Dylan.
I'm co-signing.
That one I had the whole commercial. I had to get the Trix are for kids part in there.
I'm co-signing.
I mean, again, Trix better, in my opinion. That's why Fruit Loops didn't make the top five. Trix, in my opinion, better than Fruit Loops.
I didn't. I wasn't.
Trix are so good. Trix were my absolute jam back in the day. I had a run where I got nothing but Trix for cereal.
Why are they only number three?
Because what I have at number two and one is better still.
There's still one out there that I'm telling you right now. I will come through that
glass. I think Mike is going to be happy as I continue on. All right, with that, let's go ahead and get to number two.
Amazing things can happen when you taste Reese's Puffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh. This is a good one. This one I'm with you. Bravo.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Bravo.
It's Reese's Puffs cereal.
Reese's Puffs. Phenomenal. It's basically Cocoa Puffs with Reese's in them.
So exactly. And that's why Cocoa Puffs was only at number five.
Well, okay. I mean, nothing's like the OG, but I cannot fight you on this one. Two of your four so far have been good.
I will say, if you can finish strong, I'll co-sign on the whole list. If you can finish strong right here.
I think Mike is going to co-sign on my whole list. Here we go.
Let's go.
Just wait on it. Wait on it, Mike.
It's all that cinnamon and sugar makes those crunchy little squares so irresistible. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, part of this good breakfast. Crave those crazy squares.
Right. Cinnamon Toast Crunch at number one. Dude, gotta be number one.
I'm so mad that I talked myself out. I literally wrote Cinnamon Toast Crunch, scribbled it out, and I wrote, nope, Dylan's gonna go with Lucky Charms.
No! Hey, no!
How are Rice Krispies on your list?
They're not caliber. You put a little sugar in Rice Krispies.
You can't trash talking about Honey Nut Cheerios and then say Rice Krispies should be.
But see, what he's just said there was key. You got a little sugar, you got to add something. All these, you don't got to add nothing. Exactly. Just pour it straight out of the box in a bowl with some milk and you're good. You don't got to add no sugar to none of these other ones.
I was saying, you're adding milk to it. I mean, that's part of it.
I mean, that's cereal. That's cereal.
Most people add fruit to their cereal.
Don't need to do it with any of these.
Well, not the ones with fruit in them, like artificial. Did you ever have berry kicks as a kid?
Oh, so
I actually
good.
Didn't. I actually
I
didn't.
Loved berry because
I heard good things about that though.
Kix was garbage to me, but berry Kix was like the jam. They still make them, but it's hard to find.
This was definitely your best list.
Well, it's definitely
100% your best list.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely your best list. You still have some flaws. But definitely your best.
Nice work.
Let's continue to debate Dylan's top five cereal list on the other side in the morning mailbag. You can also tweet us your questions right now. Do you have questions about Falcons training camp, the Braves, cereal potentially? And you can also give us a call right now at 404-726-0929. That is next. It's the morning mailbag on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.